From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Pope Francis celebrated his first Mass on U.S. soil late Wednesday in Washington. Thousands gathered for the Mass held outside the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. The pontiff conferred sainthood on Junipero Serra, an 18th-century Spanish missionary who planted churches in what is now California. Earlier, President Obama welcomed the pontiff to the White House. Jeff Custer reports.
In his remarks, the president told the pontiff that the excitement surrounding his visit to the U.S. was attributable not just to his position as pope, but to his unique qualities as a person.
You remind us that in the eyes of God, our measure as individuals and our measure as a society is not determined by wealth or power or station or celebrity, but by how well we hew to Scripture's call to lift up the poor and the marginalized.
After the ceremony, Pope Francis and President Obama held one-on-one talks in the president's office. Jeff Custer, Washington.
Burkina Faso's interim president regained control of the country Wednesday, a week after a rogue military contingent overthrew him. Earlier Wednesday, members of the Presidential Guard who had staged the coup agreed to return to their barracks. Boeing has announced that Chinese companies have agreed to buy 300 jets. The planes carry a price of about $38 billion. The order was announced by Chinese President Xi Jinping, who addressed about 600 Boeing employees inside an assembly bay at the Everett factory just outside of Seattle, Washington. This is VOA News.